Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Steve Martin. He's been here for all of it, folks. He's an original founding member. ProfitPro.us is his website. You can find this article, The Astounding Cost of Passive-Aggressive Behavior. It's what we're talking about, folks. I encourage you to go to his website, look on his blog, ProfitPro.us, and read this article, get more out of what we've talked about there. Steve, thanks again for being here. And folks, check out all the other things he's got there, folks, his books, too, on being profitable. Steve, I was talking as we went to the break. I want to get your thoughts on how do you could you take your article, could you print your article out and say, you know, guys, I ran into this article the other day, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Boy, I sure would hate to see our company get like this. What do you guys what would you do if you saw somebody being passive aggressive? Could you do something like that, Steve?
I think that shining the light on the behaviors is one of the most important things you can do. So I agree fully with your recommendation. And make it clear that some of these behaviors just are not tolerated in your organization. But then as the manager, the leader, the owner, you've got to take action when you identify people who are behaving in this way. And it may include disciplinary action.
So would you tell would you tell the people if you see somebody being passive aggressive, tell them to cut it out? Or would you tell them, come to me if you see this happening, come to me and let me know what you're seeing? What would you do?
Well, that's tough because nobody likes to be the rat, so to speak, because
right. You
know, telling the truth quite often can break down relationships. It's for you to make sure you're aware. As a manager, leader, you've got to make sure you know what's going on in your organization. You've got to be in tune with your group. That means the old principle of management by walking around. You've got to be there. You've got to have that sixth sense of what's happening. And you can be in a defensive mode, preventive mode, by making sure you have clear lines of communication and well-defined, delineated responsibilities and well-defined decision-making. So you can help yourself and other leaders, managers, participants in your organization understand who's responsible for what and then communicate clearly where there's a breakdown. So you can talk about the behaviors or the project milestones rather than attacking an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And that can put you in a better position for prevention and for cure.
Yeah, if you do it that way, You're talking about what's good for everybody, not blaming it on any one person. And if you do it that way, and you do it, and you would do that in front of everybody, right? Because if you do it in front of everybody, if any one of the team starts exhibiting this behavior, then the whole team sees it pretty quickly, right?
Yes. Yeah. You've got to make it make everybody aware that it is in fact the way things are going to be. And when you find an individual, and I've run into them, and I'm sure you have as well, when you find the offenders that just aren't going to change, you go through the disciplinary and education process and know what, at some point, they just might have to be removed.
And where it gets
put in a different
tough,
position where they won't.
Where it gets tough sometimes, Steve, is when an employee sees this happening to their manager. Their manager's behaving this way, and they're not they don't report to the person who could fix the situation with the manager. That's where it gets dangerous and very unfortunate, doesn't it?
Oh, it's terrible. There was a study done by Booz Allen Hamilton that found that entire companies can take on those traits. You know,
wow.
It's infectious. It's like a virus. And they found that those companies that exhibited those behaviors were less than half as profitable as those that don't.
Yeah, I believe that. No question about that. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Good job for bringing this to our attention. Folks, the article is called The Astounding Cost of Passive-Aggressive Behavior by Steve Martin. His website is profitpro.us. You can find it there on his blog. I encourage you to do that. Print it out. I'm sure he would be glad for you to, of course, with attribution when you talk about it. Hey, Steve, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all that you do for our business people around the world. Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.